8th Mishnah. Kalshine Truma. Kalshine is something which is generally eaten by animals, but sometimes people eat it also. And therefore it is Chayv and Truma. Shami Oimrim, Shorim Veshofim B'tayrim Achilim B'tuma. When you soak it, or you rub it, when it comes in contact with the liquid, then you have to do it B'tayrim, because it comes Mukhshar L'Kabel Tuma. And you don't want to be machshir on kabel tumah, because the person is tummy, he's going to machshir the kabel tumah and he's going to be matama them. Yeah. But machil and betumah, when the stam eat it, it could be eaten betumah when you're feeding it to an animal, because a mice, you're not being matama. The animal can't be matama anything. All the animals don't have tumah v'tayra. They still lay him shayrim v'tayra. When you soak it, you have to do b'tayra. But shofim machil b'tumah. He's makel by shofim when you rub it onto yourself. Yeah. Okay. I guess there's a discussion whether you have to be choshed, they'll become mulshur, they'll have a kabel tumah when you rub it on your skin. Shami says you should eat it only dry. He's even more machmir, he's concerned if any word come in contact with it. Kiva says that everything betumah, even soaking it, could be betumah. Because why? Because anyway, it's not going to be eaten by a person. The mice of the path, the loch is like Vesil, that when you put in contact with water, then you have to make sure it's betayer. But other than that, you could do it betumah.